In Leviticus 24, verse 17, it tells us, if a man takes the life of any human being, he murders him, he shall most certainly be put to death. How is it that in America we have a 74% recidivism rate, released criminals repeating the crimes? It is true, soft judges produce hardened criminals. Why do Americans allow their said representative government to allow for three crimes, you know, three strikes and you are out, to be committed before giving harsher sentences? Why do Americans allow their representative government to rehabilitate criminals inside of the walls of prison, but outside the walls of prison, they are allowed to instruct and to direct them as to how to commit more crimes? Can we say a whole lot of hypocrisy? Are we as a people so blind as to see that Hollywood, television, music, and movie stars, as they are called, and video games that are sold to the young under the guise of free speech are instructing the young as to how they are to commit the crime?
Cruz told authorities he went on the four-day purge based on the 2013 movie entitled The Purge. That purge cost him three consecutive life sentences for murder. He entered a guilty plea in a plea bargain arrangement to avoid the death penalty.
And when the crime is then committed, they are then thrown into the prison system to be further molded and instructed into other crimes. Did you know that the American version of what is called the correctional institutions makes $64 billion a year? Quite the moneymaker, isn't it? Can we say a system of indulgence? Why is there no fear of God showing them the consequences in which deters the crimes before the crime is committed? Why is a Bible given to the criminals when they get into prison rather than giving them a Bible before offending God and man? After all, prevention is better than cure. Sounds like crime rather than justice is the goal here. Is this what the Lord warned us of when he told us in Mark 7:8-9, you disregard and neglect the commandment of God and cling faithfully to the tradition of men? You are experts at setting aside and nullifying the commandment of God in order to keep your man-made tradition and regulations? Though he was talking of ceremonial law here, it would be prudent on our part to acknowledge that this also applies to his moral laws, statutes, and judgments as well. As a matter of fact, in Deuteronomy 4:5-8, the scriptures are very clear. Behold, I have taught you statutes and judgments, even as the Lord my God commanded me, that you should do so in the land whither you go to possess it. Keep therefore and do them, for this is your wisdom and your understanding in the sight of the nations, which shall hear all these statutes and say, surely this great nation is a wise and understanding people. For what nation is there so great who have God so nigh unto them as the Lord our God is in all things that we call upon him for? And what nation is there so great that hath statutes and judgments so righteous as all this law which I set before you this day? Maybe this explains why there are not only so many repeat offenders, but also why so many criminals mock the law and the Lord. Then again, how could it be otherwise when you make void God's commandments and putting man's in its place? I mean, take a look for a moment, if you will. Mall shooter receives 90 consecutive sentences in murdering 23 people? Really?
That they gave him an option to avoid the death penalty because...
Another repeat criminal receives a 244-year sentence? What? The Bible only promises 70 to 80 years in strength, so how could this be possible? It isn't. Again, this is man's commandments in making the Lord's void. No justice, friends? There's going to be no peace. Many criminals admit that if they were freed, that they would go out and commit the crimes all over again.
Now Osuna is once again a murder suspect, fulfilling the promise he made 2 years ago. A warning, he wouldn't stop killing.
I don't have no sympathy. I'm sadistic. I really don't care. I'll do it and I'll do it again over and over and over.
You look back on that at 53.
Yeah.
Do you feel any regret for killing
Hell no, because I'll kill again. Hell no.
Hell no.
Roger Sherman, signer of the Declaration of Independence, said, "Sad will be the day when the American people forget their traditions and their history, and no longer remember that the country that they love, the institutions they say that they cherish, and the freedom they hope to preserve were born from the throes of armed resistance to tyranny and nursed in the rugged arms of fearless men. America would be spared a thousand evils if its people would lay the axe to the root of the tree. When we fail to do this, we give permission to the branches, the heirs, which only begin to thrust out the truth which it works against. This is the responsibility of the Protestants, and it is the modern-day Protestant that believes what is not taught in the Bible. They practice ordinances that are not based off of scriptural authority. Away with the commandments of men, and down with the traditions that make void the laws of God." Charles Spurgeon.
Amen.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Christian ethic has provided the principles on which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently, "You shouldn't rock the boat." Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Hey, can I just ask you guys something really quick, if you don't mind? I'm talking to my family that I've been with for 20 years here, watching us online right now. Is this microphone bother you? Because it's really handy for me. But it is getting kind of the point where it's like, you know what? I wonder if I need to get one of these old-fashioned jammies. So, you know, people can see your face. It's not like I'm hiding my face. I think people think I'm hiding my face. It's like, yeah, nothing to hide my face over. I mean, the Lord doesn't make mistakes, right? I mean, that's just the bottom line. Anyways, I just wanted to ask you that. If you want to call in, 281-845-4704. There's Don. Hey, Don. 281-845-4704. If you want to check us out on social media platforms, please do. Social media and platforms, sonsoflibertymedia.com. I'm going to go through a couple topics before we get to the main topic, because you didn't hear about this because it didn't fit their narrative concerning a heinous murder. And it's going to drive you to the core. It happened long ago, but I want to bring it to the light again because I don't want to let it go. Because there is a reason that we are in the predicament that we're in today. And it's in contrast to Scripture. And point being made, folks, there's a 74% recidivism rate in this country. That means a criminal, first of all, is being instructed by a said representative government, namely through the correctional institutions. We call it the Department of Injustice, the system of indulgence, because it's a moneymaker, because they're creating slaves to do slave labor for them. But it's interesting how it contradicts, and what the people in this country have tolerated is a system of injustice and system of indulgence to counter God's law in making it void, and the American people have taken it on. We're going to be covering that in just a little bit. I mean, keep in mind, friends, you have a government that says three strikes and you're out. Hollywood hand in glove with the corrupt and the courts, the corrupt and the representative positions are allowing it through free speech, teaching kids how to commit the crime. And then when they commit the crime, they're the first ones to throw them in prison. And then it just gets more sadistic after that. And that is the best word for it, by the way, sadistic. We'll get to that in just a couple minutes here. Yesterday, by the way, sonsoflibertymedia.com, subscribe. BeforeIt'sNews.com, subscribe. 281-845-4704. 281-845-4704. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Now, I want to go back to what I showed you yesterday because I want to make a point because this bewilders me to no end. But it's the same thing with the American people. This is what's just happening in Israel, and you can compare it. You can put a lot of things in parallel, and it shows you what happens when people remove the Word of God. It shows you what happens when the people remove their country's constitution. What happens? People go away, right? And then what do we see? We see the people's opinions and how they want to respond in contrast to the Word of God, in contrast to their state constitutions. Well, let's take that over to Israel. Yesterday, I had played this for you, and it Israelis' opinion on Christians. And then I want to lay something to your candor right on the heels of what I'm going to share with you right now. Check this out. This is the Israelis. This is the people that your government wants you to get behind. It's your government, your corrupt government today, the institution of government, namely your said representatives that work for you. The corrupt that I'm highlighting are the ones that are trying to lead you to what it is I'm showing you right now. Because again, you can't make this up. This is the Israelis' opinion on Christians. Folks, keep in mind, 86% of this country claims to be Christians. Check this out. He said he spits on the crucifix. If I see Christians, I spit on the ground. Okay, this is what Trump wants you to get behind. Just making the point real quick. I mean, just goofy looking jokers. Christianity is something that is against the Jews. Not at all. Jesus was Jewish. This guy right here is calling it idol worship, and he says we have to crush them by killing them. This is what Donald Trump and Benjamin Mielkowski want you to get behind. They want you to believe that these are God's people, friends. They're anti-Christian, right? Read 1 John chapter 2, verse 15, you'll understand. He said you must follow Noahide laws that demands that you kill Christians. Again, this is what they're selling you, but the opposite is true. He said, in question, would you kill someone? This guy said, I'd be happy to do it. Someone that believes my God is a man. It's important that you listen to this because I want to go on the other side of this, okay? He's saying that because you say that Christ incarnate was God in the flesh, he said, no, that's blasphemy. You're spitting in our face when you come to our country, and yes, they would kill us. This is Israelis today. On Christians. I'll kill them, he said. God tells us what to do. Look at this one. Doesn't he look like a happy guy, a joyful guy? He's calling Mary a son of a bee, and he said we need to kill them. This is Israelis' opinions on Christians, and this is the same Israeli that your said representatives are coming out and defending. Well, they're attacking your free speech, okay? Again, I want to make clear you understand what's going on here, but listen to what they're saying
here.
It's spitting in your face. It's dealing with us in the wrong way, most wrong way possible. They don't even like the fact that you exist, Christians. These are Israelis today. This is the Israel of today. This is Rothschild's man-made Israel. And again, you need to understand what they're saying, folks. They are feeding on the spirit of Antichrist. Somebody had posted not too long ago that our enemy that they're trying to prop up as being God's chosen are the same ones that crucified Christ. It's like, you better bet your bottom dollar that's exactly what you're dealing with. Now, folks, what I'm going to do is before I make my point, because for the life of me, I don't understand how these said Israelis don't understand that Scripture verifies the Christ over and over and over again. I just want to make this part of the show quick. I'll make that point when I get back, and then you ask yourself for the life of you and the life of them, what is it that you don't understand? But then again, that's what the Talmud's all about. They put the Talmud in the face of their children, in the face of the Word of God. You understand? They replaced it. That's why they hate your guts, Christians. We're going to take a quick break. Sons of Liberty Radio.com, Sons of
Liberty Media.com. Wisconsin Christian News, a 48-page national newspaper unlike anything you've seen before. Hard-hitting commentaries, politically incorrect, vital news and information you can't get anywhere else. Get a free sample copy. Email Rob at WisconsinChristianNews.com and mention the name Bradley Dean. Caution, side effects of this newspaper for liberals and evangelifish include, but are not limited to, uncontrolled fits of rage, weeping and wailing, and the urge to curl up in a fetal position in a safe space in your mama's basement.
Hello, friends. This is Bradley Dean from the Sons of Liberty Radio.com. Did you know that George Barna's research group recently found that after surveying pastors from across the country, that less than 10% of them preach out against the issues that they know that they should address? And when we look at the said representatives in the halls of government, well, need I say any more? Are we as a nation ready to take responsibility for righting the wrongs? Join us Friday, March 21st at 6 p.m. at Jack's House Bowl. Hope to see you there.
Don't have a place to go to church on Sunday? Then come join us at the Sons of Liberty and Bradley Dean. For many people, finding a home church that preaches the gospel in accordance with the scripture can be difficult. Many churches today have become self-help centers and very humanistic without pointing their finger to Christ and the cross that all genuine Christians must bear, just as our Lord did. If you are looking for a church that preaches the truth without compromise from the inherent Word of God and the power of the Holy Spirit, then look no further than joining us every Sunday at 9 a.m. Central Time on the Sons of Liberty Radio, live on Rumble.
Hey there, this is award-winning international journalist Alex Newman. We live in a world dominated by fake news, lies, manipulation, and it's just out of control, folks. Our country is in big trouble, our churches, our families. We need honest journalism today more than ever. And that's why I founded Liberty Sentinel Media. I hope you'll visit us today at libertysentinel.org, where you'll get access to exclusive content exposing the threats to our faith, family, and freedom while equipping you to fight back. Go to libertysentinel.org today.
Peter Marshall, chaplain of the United States Senate from 1902 to 1949, he said, "The choice before us is plain, Christ or chaos, conviction or compromise, discipline or disintegration. I am rather tired of hearing about our rights and privileges as American citizens. The time has come, it now is, when we ought to hear about the duties and responsibilities of our citizenship. America's future depends upon her accepting and demonstrating God's government." Abraham Lincoln was right when he said, "In regards to this great book, the Bible, I have but to say it is the best gift God has given to man. All the Savior gave to the world was communicated through this book. But for it, we could not know right from wrong. All things most desirable for man's welfare, here and hereafter, are found portrayed in it." I wonder how many of the said evangelicals in America today would actually be supporting this had they known that what they were supporting. And they're taking the current administration's word for it. Matter of fact, they're using totalitarian methods, friends, to enforce it now against college students here in America if they stand on the behalf of Palestine. In the face of the facts, friends, you're being lied to, you're being attacked, they're trying to censor you all the more concerning what they call anti-Semitism, which, folks, for the life of me, I just can't find it. No, what these college students are simply doing is trying to awaken the older generation that have left them in the position that they've been into far too long, being subjected to everything and protected from nothing. They have to stand up and defend themselves against the corruption that the older generation has been tolerating. And what they're creating is enemies that they don't want, but they're doing it anyway through totalitarian methods. And what, again, are the evangelicals doing? They're supporting what I just played for you during the first segment. And they would say to you, "Well, we didn't know that." Well, you should do your due diligence and know for yourself. The law of truth is supposed to be in your mouth, Malachi 2:6. But you haven't taken the time to know the difference. That's how people are destroyed, Hosea 4:6. But again, scripture tells us over and over what we're supposed to do, but you haven't taken the time to know the difference as to what scripture tells tells us that's why we're in trouble. That's why you're supporting this. That's why you're supporting your political idol that is leading you to support this, who are anti-Christian. And let me remind you, 86% of you in this country claim to be Christians. And that Israel, modern day Rothschild man-made Israel, which is Palestine, in fact, friends, is warring against you, and they want you to support this nonsense. I just showed you the video. They want to kill you. They'll spit on the crucifix. They called Mary and Jesus a son of a bee. Okay? That's exactly what they said. And on top of that, peppered throughout the conversation, what was it, three or four or five of them? All of them said they want to kill you. And yet the American people don't know what they're supporting. You don't know where your money is going to those that mean to kill you? Just ask them. Don't ask me. Are all of them like that? No, I'm showing you the synagogue of Satan. Are all the Jewish people like that? Absolutely not. Again, make distinction, John 8:44. Now, let me give you a parable really quick, and then we're going to get to it, okay? All the prophets were pointing to the front of the church. It's a book I wrote, and I took a parable out of there by a guy named Charles Spurgeon, who's called the Prince of Preachers. He tells the story of being on the backside of a mountain in Italy. And he said, one day, Charles was walking about only to look up and see an unknown, old, broken-down church on the top of a mountain. As he walked up to the mountainside, he became curious as to the details concerning what it was that he was beholding, looking, and seeing. The closer he got, the more it became clear. As he finally got to the top of the mountain, he walked inside of the old church, and as he did, he noticed that on the left side of the church were broken images on the stained glass windows. It's important that you understand what I'm going to point my finger to right now in face of the videos that I showed you during the last segment. On the left side of that church, he observed the minor prophets such as Micah 5:2. It's all prophesied. Who's prophesied? Behold the Lamb of God that taketh away the sins of the world. So the minor prophets such as Micah in chapter 5 verse 2 points to Christ. Hosea 11 verse 1 points to Christ. Malachi 3 verse 1 points to Christ. Zechariah 9, chapter 9, verse 9 points to Christ. And how they were all pointing to the front of the church. That was the left side. That was the minor prophets. On the right side of that church, he observed the major prophets doing the same thing that were all pointing to the front of the church. I'm talking about Ezekiel, Isaiah, Jeremiah, Daniel. You get the point, right? On the right side, he observed the major prophets doing the same thing. They were all pointing to the front of the church. Why? Well, there was Moses, Deuteronomy 18:15, prophesying of one that was going to be raised up just like himself, which is also found in the book of Acts chapter 3. Who is he talking about? Christ. Samuel was there on the right side of the church on these stained glass windows. 2 Samuel 17:12-13. All prophesying that of Christ. Daniel 9:24-27, prophesying of Christ. Isaiah 7:14-6, 53:5, all prophesying of Jesus Christ. David, Psalm 22:1-16, verse 18, Psalm 41:9, Psalm 6:21, not in that order. All prophesying of the Christ. And of course, John the Baptist, the greatest prophet born of women, was up on one of those stained glass windows as well. You'll find him in Luke 7:28, prophesying of Christ. John 1:36, prophesying of Christ. So what I'm trying to highlight is, what is it that these modern day Israelis have left off? They have left off the word of God, because when I look at what they claim happens to be their prophets, those prophets, both minor and major, did nothing but prophesy the Christ that they can't stand. Hey folks, the spirit of Antichrist has not changed. It's the people that have changed. This is the commandments of men. Again, these people are feeding on the Talmud. They want Noahide laws enforced against Christians worldwide. They want them killed. And the stories that you're getting from modern-day Israel today are completely opposite of what are true. Just ask the people that created it, okay? I remember back in 1992 when I was in Israel, man-made Israel. It was interesting because we had a former military man. He was a general. Or was he a colonel? One of the two. And he had said to us, the way that the news is reported in the Israel of today, and when it gets back to the West, he said it will be opposite of the truth of the matter. And he's exactly right, because the way it's being sold to you right now is these are God's chosen, when in fact nothing could be further from the truth. This is the synagogue of Satan, as I'm highlighting even now. When Charles moved towards the front of the church, everything came into scope concerning his understanding. Lo and behold, there he was, the Son of God, the Lamb slain from the foundation of the world, Revelation 13:8. There was an artist's rendition of Christ and him crucified with the inscription, "Behold the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sins of the world." Some will ask the question, well, Bradley, what's their problem? They're self-righteous. They're being led to work themselves into heaven. It's a stumbling block because of their pride. Well, you say, yep, that's right. That's found in 1 Corinthians. That's right. Yeah, I know I'm right. And the other thing, the second side of that is the Gentiles, the non-Jews. Those are the ones that don't think that they need a Savior. And so therefore, it's an offense because they don't believe that they broke any law. And again, they don't realize they have a disease and that they need a great physician to heal them. In other words, in a better way of saying it, right? They that are whole have no need of a physician, but they that are sick. Well, that's the Gentiles for you. They don't know of their disease. That's why they don't believe that they need a physician to come in and cure them from their sin state. And that's why Christ came into the world. So it applies to both sides. It's just a matter of those that are born of the Spirit, those that are led of the Spirit, and those that have been regenerated by the Holy Ghost, Titus 3:5, that understand that it was his blood on Calvary that washed us from our sin, Revelation 1:5. Just wanted to highlight that really quick. Folks, really quick, if you want to call in, please do. I got Stacy calling in from Minnesota. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty, Stacy. What say you?
Thank you for your program. I tell everyone, it's because of the Scofield Bible, people are confused. They don't realize that this is the synagogue of Satan that has been put up for us. And every time I ask people, please, if we can just get 10 people every day to keep posting on these places where people think that it's Christian, the fact that Jewish people are willing to sacrifice a cow and reject Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Their Christ, their Messiah means our Messiah means they are not, they are Antichrist. They are not people who follow God at all.
Not at all.
They're satanic.
That's right. That's why they're called the synagogue of Satan, and it's exactly right. You can also take it over to Romans 2:28 and 29 as well. But you're exactly right, Stacy. I think people are waking up. I do believe that there is a crack in their narrative. I believe that the more they attack, the more it's going to backfire because people are saying, wait a second, why are the Jews telling us to put a disclaimer on our Bible if they're not guilty of the crime of saying, crucify him, we have no king but King Caesar, 19:15 of John. I think people are beginning to understand that all of this censorship has been in play for a long time, and now they mean to seal the deal. Your government is now telling you who you can support and who you cannot support. That is not their job. Friends, it's their job to enforce the law against criminals and to condemn them and to justify the righteous, and that's not at all what they're doing at all. Stacy, I'll give you the last word.
Well, we can see.
You only got about 10 seconds.
Okay, well,
thank you.
Our brothers and sisters being killed in Syria, it's no mistake.
Thank you. Sorry about that. Yeah.
Have you ever listened to someone speak and have felt completely captivated, basically unable to look away and hanging on every word? The kind of speaker whose passion, knowledge drives and stirs something deep within you, making your heart race and your mind question everything you thought you knew? Well, if so, you're in for a wild ride. This show isn't for the faint of heart. It's actually for the bold, the thinkers, the patriots, and the truth seekers who care to face these uncomfortable realities. Welcome to Sons of Liberty Radio with Bradley Dean. It's a show that will challenge you, awaken you, and make you see the whole world in a new way. Bradley is a force of nature, uncompromising, fearless. He's ready to rock the boat. It's time to tune in to find out why this program is shaking up the airwaves and sparking conversations everywhere. Don't miss out. Visit bbsradio.com/sonsoflibertyradio and discover why Bradley Dean is a true boat rocker.
Martin Luther King Jr. rightly stated that I must admit, America, that I was initially disappointed in being so categorized as an extremist. But as I continued to think about the matter, I gradually gained a bit of satisfaction from being an extremist. Was not Abraham Lincoln an extremist? This nation cannot survive, half slave and half free. Was not Thomas Jefferson an extremist? We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal. So the question is not whether we will be extremists, but what kind of an extremist we will be. We will be extremists for the preservation of injustice, or will we be extremists for the cause of justice? He goes on and says, history will record that the greatest tragedy of this period of social transition was not the strident clamor of the bad people, but the appalling silence of the good people.
So you want to make a difference, but you don't know where to start. You've been listening to the Sons of Liberty radio show and keep thinking to yourself, there are so many others who need to hear this message too, but you don't know quite how to reach them. Well, then this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. Why not schedule an event in your community with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty? It's easier than you probably think, and the impact can literally be life-changing for those who attend. We all have loved ones, neighbors, and those around us that need to not only hear the truth, but be moved to action to do something about the problems that we face and make a difference in their own lives and communities. So don't wait. If you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean near you, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. And start making a difference in your world today.
BBSradio.com.
A republic versus a democracy? I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. We are a constitutional republic. We are not a democracy. E. Stanley Jones said, grace binds you with far stronger cords than the cords of duty or obligation can bind you. Grace is free, but once you once take it, you are bound forever to the giver and bound to catch the spirit of the giver. Grace makes you gracious. The giver makes you give. There was another phone call on there. It dropped off. If you'd like to call back, you can. That number is 281-845-4704. Now, I want to jump over to something really quick. And this so bothers me. It came up again, and I've seen it before, and I've seen it several times. And it's like, Lord, I'll bring this to the air again if you'd want me to do so. Have you guys ever heard of Shannon Christian and Christopher Newsom? You may know who they are by their picture here. And I want to go ahead and have you look up at the sonsoflibertymedia.com, top left side of the page, and or before it's news.com, top left side of that page as well. And again, one more time, if you want to call in, 281-845-4704. Okay, on the left, obviously, we have Shannon Christian, and on the right, Christopher Newsom, okay? You're going to understand as I roll this out, because this is one of the worst crimes committed in this country, And I also want you to understand that much of what I'm going to highlight here, it was completely omitted. It was completely ignored by the mainstream media. And you're going to understand throughout the duration of this little exposition and this highlighting of the crimes of Shannon and Christopher. It bothers me greatly, friends. And I'll tell you more so as to why it bothers me as we go forward here. Shannon Gayle Christian, she was 21 years old. Hugh Christopher Newsom Jr., he was 23 years old. They were both from Knoxville, Tennessee. They were kidnapped on the evening of January 6, 2007, when Christian's vehicle was carjacked. The couple were taken to a rental house. Both of them were raped, tortured, and then murdered. Four males, one female, were arrested, charged, and convicted in the case. In 2007, a grand jury indicted Ladavius Darnell Cobbins, Lamericus Duval Davidson, George Giovanni Thomas, and Vanessa Lynn Coleman on counts of kidnapping these two kids, robbing them, raping them, and then finally murdering both of them. Also in 2007, Eric Dwayne Boyd was indicted by a federal grand jury of being an accessory to a carjacking, resulting in serious bodily injury to another person and misprison of a felony. In 2018, Boyd was indicted on state-level charges of kidnapping, robbery, rape, and murder. I want to let you know, friends, these are all repeat criminals, okay? They're all repeat criminals. When you wonder why I talk about the system of injustice, this is exactly why. This is, they're taught to commit the crime through the mainstream media, their outlets. The Supreme Court sits back and says, you know, I guess liberty is now licentiousness and they can do whatever they want to. But if they break the law, then what we're going to do is we're going to create a bureaucracy. We're going to steal money from the taxpayers and then we're going to go ahead and create slave labor. Oh, wait a second. Isn't that what they're doing? And then when they're done working for a little bit, we're going to go ahead as they learn from different classes in prison. No joke. They go into prison. They go to certain types of criminals. The criminals teach them how to commit a crime in jail, and then once they're released, they go out and commit the crime again and again and again and again and again. Now, when you look at these said judges, these said law officers that swear with their hand in the Bible to uphold the laws against all crime and against all enemies, both foreign and domestic, now we're speaking domestically. Do you see anywhere where the law's enforced when you see crimes and repeat criminals act in such a fashion as I just highlighted a moment ago? No. Is there any fear of the consequence? Absolutely not. Absolutely not. Matter of fact, getting ahead of myself just a little bit here, but Shannon and Christopher, Shannon's dad had actually said when they were finally, listen to me, Americans, and yes, I hope this jacks you up. You talk for making you indignantly or righteously indignant towards the people that are allowing the crimes and the criminals themselves. But did you know that when he was told that they were finally going to go to prison for 80 years, and then on top of that, they're going to go to prison for 80 years for Shannon's death, and then 20 years for Christopher's death. I'm just itemizing, friends, just to show you how ridiculous this is. And then for kidnapping, they're going to get another 30 years. And then for murder, they're going to get another 20 years. So they're all going to jail for like three consecutive or four consecutive sentences for the crimes that they committed against these kids. Like the Bible tells us that you're promised 70 years, Psalm 90 tells us that you have 70 years, but 80 years in strength. But the people, your injustice system wants you to believe that they're going to give them three and four consecutive sentences and they're going to be around in 300 years. But they want you to just go ahead and drink their cup of deception. Read Amos 5:7. They turn judgments into wormwood. And it's exactly what these people have done. in its running contrast to the God that gave us the law in the first place. What they've done is they made void God's commandments and they put man's commandments in its place to suggest that four consecutive life sentences or crimes or sentences against their crime somehow or another are going to appease the American people. They've all are repeat criminals that did again what they did to Shannon and Christopher. You know what the dad said when he was finally sentenced? After 12 years of court, after 12 years of court concerning Shannon and Hugh, the parents had to seek justice for 12 years. What took these criminals, these repeat criminals, one day to do, it took your system of injustice to bring about the execution of the law upon their heads, or so they would have you believe. It took them 12 years. What happened to a speedy trial? Man, I'll tell you what, you put that up against the 1800s folks in this country, when you committed a crime within the window of 3 days, justice was executed. Now it takes them 12 years. Not only that, friends, but did you also know that the justice system, as they want you to call it, of course it cost the family of the victims all of this money for 12 years to make sure that every one of those animals were prosecuted for their crimes according to the state that is disobeying God's word, right? Do you know that it took them 12 years and that them parents that lost both of their kids, did you know that they had to go to court over 360 times? Ooh. Do you see why they're losing credibility? Do you see why people are taking justice into their own hands, friends? What I just told you, I can't even make it up. 12 years to have these criminals prosecuted. 12 years. And the parents were drugged through court, not only having to pay for it, but to having to go to court for 360 times to see it through because the injustice system would have just merely slapped them on the hand so they could go out and do it again. And by the way, that's exactly what they did. They went out and they did it again. Four of the five defendants had multiple prior felony convictions. After a jury trial, Davidson was convicted. Colvins and Thomas were convicted and sentenced to life without parole. Oh, ow. Vanessa Coleman was convicted of facilitating the crimes and was sentenced to 53 years in prison. Eric Boyd was convicted at the federal level and sentenced to 18 years in federal prison for being accessory after the fact to carjacking. He was convicted on state level charges over a decade later. It took them 12 years to convict them. You know what the parents, by the way, there's a response to the parents after they got the 12 years and after going to court for 360 times to seek, make sure that justice was done upon the heads of those that murdered their children and raped their children and stole from their children. You know what their response was? Well, they're being promoted from the slums to three square meals a day. They said it's like going to a motel compared to where they came from. Isn't that the system of injustice that I'm highlighting? Absolutely it is. Hey, folks, isn't it true soft judges produce hardened criminals? Isn't it also true in this country today, friends? The fear of God has been completely eradicated from the minds of the people. And why is that? Because the American people somehow or another have expunged from their minds that they do not have to go, or nor are they appointed to a judgment day. I'm here to tell you just the exact opposite. Common sense tells you that. Common sense tells you that. It's appointed unto men once to die. After this, the judgment. Oh, you don't like that? Too bad. Let's go over to 2 Corinthians. Let's go to 5:10 really quick so you can understand what Scripture says, because you are going to answer for every idle thought and every idle word. You're going to answer for everything that you do and everything that you don't do in this life. Okay, I think it's important to understand that people are going to answer for what they do in this life, regardless, again, if they like it or not. For we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that everyone may receive the things done in his body according to that he hath done, whether it be good or whether it be evil. Wow, is that scripture? Yeah, isn't that crazy? And what does Ecclesiastes 12 tell us? Oh, let's just do our best to act like God's word is out of sight and out of mind, like a bunch of Marcians. We're going to come right back to that in just a moment. Sons of Liberty Radio.com, Sons of Liberty
Media.com. Join us this year for Content Christian Media Conference. Join hundreds of filmmakers, actors, screenwriters, podcasters, and authors during this five-day, five-star event. Come expectant and leave equipped as a content creator for the kingdom of God. September 22nd through 26th at Capernaum Studios in Boolville, Texas. Register today at ChristianMediaConference.com. That's ChristianMediaConference.com.
This is Bradley Dean from the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, broadcasting live Monday through Friday at 2 to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time, as well as Saturdays from 1 to 3 p.m. Founded back in 2004, BBS Radio TV stands as a trailblazer in remotely engineered broadcasts over the internet. BBS ignited the new media revolution, offering a powerful platform for vital voices such as ours and alternative perspectives that mainstream media often silences. The Sons of Liberty's BBS live broadcasts spans into 46 countries and streams into 200 of the world's largest internet broadcast stations, with on-demand syndication across all major social networks and podcast platforms. The visionary twin brothers Douglas and Donald Newsom crafted over 100,000 radio and web TV episodes for more than 1,000 satisfied clients. BBS Radio.
Don't have a place to go to church on Sunday? Then come join us at the Sons of Liberty and Bradley Dean. For many people, finding a home church that preaches the gospel in accordance with the scripture can be difficult. Many churches today have become self-help centers and very humanistic, without pointing their finger to Christ and the cross that all genuine Christians must bear, just as our Lord did. If you are looking for a church that preaches the truth without compromise from the inherent Word of God and the power of the Holy Spirit, then look no further than joining us every Sunday at 9 a.m. Central Time on the Sons of Liberty Radio, live on Rumble.
Per your request, if you're looking for unique and creative ways to spread the gospel and give people the gift of truth in a way it'll be received, then check out the Sons of Liberty Radio.com. There's something there for everybody in your life: books, DVDs, t-shirts, coffee mugs, even graphic novels, dog tags, and more. Young or old, you're sure to find the perfect gift of truth. Again, go to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com and check out our store today.
BBSRadio.com.
The annual Wisconsin Christian News Ministry Conference is set for April 4 and 5 in Wausau, Wisconsin. Learn more and get your tickets today at WisconsinChristianNews.com.
I see you up there, Jeff. Just hang out with me, guy. Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. We're talking about the murders of Shannon Christian and Kristen Newsom. And I want you to go ahead and take a look at them, because a lot of this was completely suppressed information, because they didn't want you to know what was going on. Here, I want you to see why they didn't want you to know why it was going on, because it didn't fit their narrative. Now, if this would have been, and I'm not playing this game, we're all into this together, but I'm just showing you, friends, for the very reason how the media is working against itself to create division amongst the people. These are all the perpetrators, okay? You didn't hear about this because it didn't fit the narrative during that particular time. Again, if it was a white on black crime, oh, it would have been huge. Why do you put up with this, Americans? Why do you put up with it? Here's Shannon's dad right here. Does he look like he's appeased by the system of injustice? Hey, folks, let me tell you this. The system of injustice is criminal. They are criminal for allowing this kind of stuff to happen. It to the core gets me. Oh, my goodness. It's one of those things where I wish I could have been there. On Saturday, January 6, 2007, Christian Newsom planned to go for dinner together and attend a friend's party. That afternoon, Christian went to a friend's apartment to get ready. At around 8 o'clock, Christian's friend went to the party, and Christian stayed behind and waited for Newsom to pick her up. Newsom arrived. He and Christian went to the apartment complex parking lot. The assailants observed Christian and Newsom standing close to Christian's vehicle in an embrace. They then decided to attack the couple. Both were forced into the backseat of Christian's SUV at gunpoint, had their hands tied behind their backs, and were taken to Davidson's house at 2316 Shipman Street. Are you ready for this, folks? I'm just giving you a warning right now. Both Christian and Newsom were raped repeatedly. Both of them were. Man-on-man sex, sodomites, okay, and as was the woman repeatedly raped as well. Newsom is to believe to have been raped inside of Davidson's house, and according to testimony of the Knox County acting medical examiner, Newsom was sodomized with an object and raped by at least one of the perpetrators. He was then taken to a set of railroad tracks, where he was forced to walk barefoot to the location where he was then murdered. Prosecutors believe that a mangled dog leash was found on hillside leading up to the railroad tracks was used to force Newsom to walk to his death. In other words, they had a dog chain on him, a leash. When Newsom was murdered, his hands were bound behind his back and his feet were bound together. He was blindfolded with a bandana and gagged with a sock. He wore only a shirt and underwear. Newsom was shot in his neck and in the back after they raped him and put foreign objects into his rear parts, friends. Newsom survived the shooting initially, but later was shot again in the head. The fatal shot was fired with the gun's muzzle against his head above his right ear, point blank, and it severed his brain stem. After killing Newsom, the assailants wrapped him in a comforter, poured gasoline on him, and then set him on fire. Christian was held prisoner inside of Davidson's house. This is the woman. Mostly in the north bedroom. Prosecutors believe that Coleman held Christian captive while the male offenders were murdering Newsom. After murdering Newsom, the assailants returned to Davidson's house where they beat and repeatedly raped her. The medical examiner testified that Christian died after hours of sexual torture. Sustaining severe head injuries. Can you imagine someone doing this to your little boy or your little girl? Sustaining severe head injuries and suffering severe injuries to her private parts, both front and back, and her mouth due to sexual assaults. Her injuries were consistent with being raped with an object. According to the medical examiner, the sexual attack on Christian endured was extreme and much more than a simple sexual assault. Prosecutors believe that Christian, the girl, was tied to a chair and orally raped by Davidson and Colbins. Christian was also anally and privates. She was also beaten, kicked in her groin, and beaten on the head. Christian suffered extensive hemorrhaging to her head and groin. Additionally, Christian suffered bruises and carpet burns on much of her body. And according to Davidson's confession, during Christian's captivity, she said she didn't want to die. When there's no consequence for the crime, which your system of injustice in Hollywood and your corrupt courts tolerate, this is what it encourages, friends. While this young lady was still alive, in order to remove DNA evidence, Christians attacking poured her attackers poured bleach down her throat and scrubbed her body, including her bleeding and battered genitalia with bleach. Christian was bound in a hog-tied fashion with curtains and strips of bedding. She was stuffed in a garbage can. Her face was tightly covered with a trash bag, and her body was stashed in five large trash bags. She was naked except for her, I don't know what that means, and sweater was tied in a fetal position, placed inside a residential waste disposal unit inside of the kitchen of the home, and covered with sheets. The medical examiner testified at the trial that there was evidence that Christian, this young lady, slowly suffocated to death. Christian died between the afternoon of January 7th and the 8th. As she was suffocating to death, Davidson left to spend time with his girlfriend and gave her Christian's personal items. Davidson also used Newsom's cell phone, as was seen wearing Newsom's shoes after he murdered him. Jeff, it's all yours, my friend. Do we got Jeff from Tennessee?
That's me.
There you go. It's all yours.
Can you hear me?
Yep, I can.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that was big news, especially when after 2 years, the judge was found guilty of using pills and trading for sexual favors.
That's right.
To certain, so all his cases had to be redone. So the Newsom and the Christian family had to sit through all five court cases
again. Again. Yeah.
Again.
Yeah.
What? And the news media had no problem in getting their cameras in there and showing it. And Christian's daddy is he's the head of a local motorcycle ministry. They do a ride every year in honor of Shannon and Christian. Sorry. This really his home.
Yes, it does.
But would show him sitting in court while they were getting to relive it all over again. And this man was shaking.
You're breaking. Yeah, you're breaking up really bad, Jeff, but I am highlighting the picture of the dad with a picture of his little girl. And I seen some video earlier also of the mother that I think they were just both respectively so dead inside that the only thing that was coming out of their mouth was the justice that they so desired, and the state failed to test. You know, really, Jeff, when I say that these said, it, just like you already highlighted, this judge that was a part of the case, he was using drugs. He was asking for sexual favors. He's just as guilty as the criminals. The criminals here are not only those that are committing the act, but also those that are being lenient on the crime. And my answer to all of this is teaching people that there is going to be consequence. Just because you get away with it here doesn't mean you're going to get away with it there. And I can tell you, there's a lot of daddies and a lot of mama bears out there that are waking up to the injustices going on in the court, and they're losing credibility, and they're going to stand up and do what the Lord commanded them to do in face of what they're doing for the system of indulgence. This kind of nonsense, Jeff, is so over the top that it's criminal on their part, and those judges need to be removed and prosecuted for their crimes as well. I totally appreciate the phone call. Sorry you were breaking out. Folks, we'll talk to you in 23. Talk to you in 23. Love you by what we do. 1 John 3:18. Folks, let me end the show here with this. When you go to Ecclesiastes 12:13, what does it say there? It says, let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. It says, fear God and keep his commandments, for this is the whole duty of man. Why? That is the warning before you end up like the rich man in hell that desires Father Abraham to come over and to cool his tongue, because the fire that he was thrown into, that he so well had deserved, that he wanted a little respite concerning the pain that he was going through. That is for eternity. That is not temporal. That is forever. That is forever. And if you end up there, you are there on your own accord for rejecting what I'm telling you right now. Verse 14, for God shall bring every work into judgment with every single thing, whether it be good or whether it be evil. When you get a moment, friends, also read Revelation 21, verse 8, and we're going to end there. I got to go meet somebody you all know right now. I'll talk to you in 23. We love you by what you do. 1 John 3:18. Also, please go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com, and your orders will be sent out. Also, contemplate and consider keeping us out there, friends. We got more dates coming up. We just got two more dates confirmed. We'll throw them up on our schedule tomorrow. And we're waiting for a couple more outside of that. Next week, we're going to be in Brainerd, Minnesota at 6 p.m. on the 21st in Brainerd, Minnesota. That's also on the schedule as well. We will talk to you tomorrow. See ya.